the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Sara Sidari is an Italian-born artist and entrepreneur who lived most of her life between Australia and Italy. Oro & Co's story is based on the nostalgia of her childhood holidays along the Italian coast and feeling of confidence and radiance as she gained during the summertime. Oro & Co has been a challenging one with highs and lows, but worth the fight. It began in 2016 when there was no skincare in tanning, causing skin to dry out or turn green. Challenges include going through a court case with a previous partner in Oro who had invested in the early days. Join us in this podcast episode where we talk about the challenges, Sara's business journey, and what's to come. Hi, Sara. Thanks so much for joining us here today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Finally, we're here.
I know. And this is officially my first podcast I'm ever doing.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you're going to be very excited by the end of this conversation or even by the beginning. Okay. So how about you tell us a little bit about you?
Yeah, of course. So where to start? I graduated Masters of Architecture, worked for some incredible firms in Melbourne, and I felt that it was lacking something. When I would go into the office, I would do the 9 till 5, or in architecture it was 9 till like 2 a.m. There was no end time. And it wasn't the creative industry that I thought it was going to be. And I'm a super creative, like everything I do is all about art and the beauty of things. And so I started in the spare time that I had, I started drawing and getting back into my creativity, which is then how my illustration and design company began. So that was my first kind of venture into the business industry.
Spin around and see that wall behind you. That's your design, isn't it?
That is, yes. So that's my line drawing design, and it's been converted into a lot of different things, and one of them is the wallpaper.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. Do you know what? I might get you to do my office because I'm so ready to change this wallpaper. We'll talk about that later. Okay, keep going about you.
So that was my first kind of startup company, and it's still going strong, and it's my first baby, my true love. I absolutely love creating, designing, drawing, anything of that sort. Then in 2016 is when Oro & Co began. So that was my Oro & Co is a bit of a story of where I grew up, how I grew up. So I'm from Italy originally, and we would holiday every summer in Italy, and I would come back, and at school I'd be known as like the golden girl because I would come back with this like beautiful European tan, and for us Italians, the sun and the European, like the European summers are like pretty much everything. So I would come back, and then I would never be able to find a product that would replicate that beautiful natural glow.
Yeah.
So then I set out, and I did try a lot of products that were on the market, and my skin would dry up and there was no skincare side to it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, or my skin actually with one product turned green. So that was quite an experience. So that's how Oro & Co started. I wanted to create a product that would give everyone that experience that I got to experience growing up of that beautiful natural glow.
Now talk us through the format that it's in, because you've got the drops, you've got the mousse. Tell us, about the actual product.
The product. Okay. Yep. So we have the first product that I launched was the Amalfi Glow Drops. So that's the beautiful.
I love glow drops. They're so easy to take away.
Yes, exactly. And there are 30 mils, so you can bring them on the plane, which is the best thing ever.
Quick question.
Yes.
How many drops do you use? Because this is the thing. I use drops, but I sometimes get a bit nervous because I'm not sure how many drops, because you don't want to overdo it. Yeah. So with your product, how many drops?
I always suggest 4 to 6.
Okay.
I would start with 4 and then gradually build up to 6. Seeing how your skin reacts to the color, because every skin will pick up the color differently. So I always suggest start with 4 and then build up to 6.
Okay.
That's the best way.
All right. Is that for your face or your body? Same.
So both. I suggest to use it more for face, but you can mix it in with your body, with your body butter. Yeah. I usually suggest like each arm, leg, whenever you add your moisturizer with the body, I would go 6 because you've got more surface to kind of
cover. Exactly. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry, continue on.
Yeah, no, of course. So we have the Capri Body Butter, and each product is named after a city that I hold really, really, really close to my heart. So we've got the Capri Body Butter that has no DHA. So that's a pure body butter for you to use before you go to the beach, before you, before the summertime, or before you have to tan, because that's a really important step when you're fake tanning or when you're using your mousses.
So there's in that body butter, there's no glow.
No glow.
Moisturizing.
Pure moisturizer. Yeah. So that one there was designed for prepping the body before you use your mousse, because you want to make sure that you have a really hydrated skin before you use any mousse so that it does go on evenly.
So can I just, I'm going to keep asking questions. Usually though don't put a body butter on before you actually put like the mousse. You're talking about you shower.
The day prior. Yes.
Yeah. Like, so you're putting it on clean skin. There's clean skin. Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I always suggest what I do is the day before, that's when I do the exfoliation, the hydration, just so your skin's nice, moist, it's clean, there's no dead skin. Mm. And then the day after is when I use my mousse. So that's when I apply the color.
Yeah. Okay. Continue.
Yeah. And then we've got the lotion. So that's more of an everyday. This one has DHA. So that has the colouring.
Yeah.
And it's a gradual tanning lotion. It's so good. And it has all the goodness of like shea butter. So it keeps the skin super hydrated as well.
So are you better off using the foam and then once you've done the foam, then using the gradual tan afterwards to?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. To extend the color, I would suggest use the foam, and then the days after you can use your lotion, gradual tan lotion. Right. Yeah.
Very, very, very important. Okay. So how many products is that in the range? 3 or 4?
Four products. And then we do have something coming very soon. So I'm very excited.
Well, that was my next question, but obviously you can't say.
No, not yet.
All right. So, okay. With every business, there's a hell of a lot of challenges along the way, unfortunately, and they're often behind the scenes. You know, it's not something that you're going to start using for marketing, that's for sure. So can you tell us?
Where do I begin?
Yeah, I know. That's always the case. It's just like, oh, my God. Okay, tell us something that's just been caused a hell of a time for you.
So I think it's important that we do talk about the challenges behind a business, because I speak to a lot of, young entrepreneurs that want to start companies or start businesses, and then they compare themselves to these brands that, you know, seem to have had everything going smoothly to them and everything going great. But that's also because a lot of people don't talk about the challenges behind closed doors. So one of the biggest challenges for me was when I formulated the first Aura product, which is the Amalfi Glow Drops, the first one being obviously we launched just prior to COVID. So that was a big, a big challenge in itself.
Yeah.
But the biggest one for me was not only did Aura go through COVID, but also a very stressful and traumatic court case of the business partner that had invested in the company. So that was traumatic for me, because I've never had to experience something like that, nor did I think I would ever experience something like that, because it was someone I trusted and someone that I thought was in it for the right reasons. But unfortunately, it wasn't the case. So. Yeah.
How long did it drag on for?
Well, it dragged on for longer than it should have because of COVID. So obviously the courts had, you know, bigger issues to mm-hmm. have to deal with, and then everything just kind of dragged out from that. But it was a very I think that the court case dragged for a while, but I think the mentally getting over it and emotionally getting over it took even longer. So that was the challenge for me.
Yeah,
it was at its peak. So just when Oro had a boom in sales, a boom in, you know, brand recognition, I remember the day that it happened, I was sitting with mum and dad and I was ready to go for dinner with my girlfriends and I was so excited. Mm-hmm. And then I get a notification from the bank saying, your bank account had been withdrawn, all the money had been withdrawn. And I just remember my heart, like,
the whole amount had been withdrawn.
Yes, the entire amount that was in the account had been withdrawn. And I remember sitting there and my heart just like dropped and I was like, oh my God, someone's like hacked into the account. Like something's happened. Like my mind didn't go straight to, the business partner, taking all the money. That's not at all what I was thinking. And then I remember we were all trying to call her and she wouldn't pick up the phone. There was no communication. And then that's when I called the bank and they were like, yeah, it was withdrawn by the other business partner. And that's when I was like, oh my God, this isn't happening. Like this is not happening. And then that's when I had to call the lawyers and the whole process started.
So did it end up getting resolved properly?
So it did. It was hard because it was the early stages of a company. So it wasn't worth, all this whole amount. But the only way she would agree to sign out of the company was if it went into liquidation, which I was happy to do because that meant then the liquidators would do a forensic investigation in where the finances went, which they did, and she had to pay back all the money. And the liquidators gave me the opportunity to buy back the company because they saw that I had not put a finger out of line. So they were like, if you want, we'll give you the opportunity. If you want your company back, it's all yours. So, yeah.
Wow. I bet you learned a few lessons.
Oh, yes. It was a tough pill to swallow. Yeah. It was very eye-opening because I just never thought
you wouldn't.
Someone that I trusted could do that.
Yeah.
But, it happens and I'm just glad that I've got the company back because when I started Oro, it was never in it for the money. I was in it for the vision and the project and, the creating beautiful products that people can experience down to life.
That was exactly me when I first started my business. I was like, this is just not about the money, because there was no money.
Oh, 100%. I mean,
finding a passion and building on it and eventually turning it into something. Yeah, it only becomes about the money later on when you actually start earning the money and you realize the potential of what you can do. Yeah.
100%. And I'm a big believer in with passion comes success. So if there's no passion there's no success. And it depends what you value success, right? Like I value success in, for me, when I get a message from someone being like, oh my God, your mousse was the best thing I've ever tried. My skin is so, soft and I've got the perfect glow. For me, that's success.
Right. Yeah.
So that was it was a challenge. And amongst all of it, going through COVID, going through other personal issues, it was a lot.
Oh my gosh. Just the actual product and the formulation.
Yes. Yes.
Was that difficult to get that started?
Yeah, so I started in 2016. I started formulating. So that's when I went to a whole heap of manufacturers and pharmacists across Melbourne, across Sydney. I even went all the way to Sydney, Perth. I made sure I got as many samples as I could.
Yeah.
And until I found the right one and we found the right balance of, DHA, skincare. I really wanted to make sure that this company, that Oro, was skincare first, then tanning. So skincare with a glow.
Yeah.
Because that's what was lacking on the market back then.
I agree.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a lengthy process, which is why the formulation started in 2016 and then I was ready to launch in 2019.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Would you extend the brand into other, like, other products beyond tanning?
Down the line, that is the goal. But for now, I just think there's so much more to explore in the skincare and tanning sector, or that creating that balance between the two. But definitely something I want to expand in for sure.
Interesting. Would you ever bring another business partner on again?
Oh, I've actually been asked this quite a few times, and I've had a lot of people approach me to invest in the company because a lot of people love the brand, and I think the way I've been able to design, and also to note, I've done everything from A to B, including the package design, including all of the branding. Everything was done with a purpose by me. So I think it that's what makes it a bit different as well. And a lot of people do have asked me to invest in it, but I have I'm very nervous. Yes.
I would be as well. I would be as well. Very nervous.
Also because I think, like, this was someone I trusted.
Yeah.
So can you imagine, like, a complete stranger that I don't know investing in the company? What my mind goes straight into, what would they be capable of doing? But
I think you just got really unlucky. Like, that is not a great story that you've just told. But that is, whether that had happened or not, I if I were you, I would hang on to this yourself for as long as possible, because what I see quite often when investors come on board, they, you know, it's a bit of a starry-eyed romantic approach of, you know, what they can do with that, and often it actually is absolutely the opposite.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's how the first business partner came in. It was like, I can do this, I can do that. I believe in the brand. I believe in this. And it was the complete opposite. So I've just learned to not I guess, like, don't, if you can do it on your own,
then
hold on to it.
Yeah.
If you don't need to have investors or business partners, there's no point in it, because again, it's your passion. No one's going to love what you do more than you. So
I agree. Yeah. But at the same time, there's so many brands out there, particularly that I coach, and obviously in the bigger, wider world, where there's actually no options. They absolutely have to bring investors in.
Have to.
And look, that's fine as well.
Absolutely. If you have to, then that's something I would suggest, you go for it. Just make sure you have everything. Exactly. Make sure you have everything lined up leading up to it that covers you 100%. That's all.
Absolutely. I had a business partner when I first started relaunching for the first 2 years. It was actually fine. For my business, us parting ways was actually the best thing that could have happened for breakfast. But it was good because I experienced what it was like to have a business partner. Yeah.
Exactly right. And that was the same with me. Like, I know I had a bad experience, but I learned so much from it.
Same.
Yeah, which is what I'm a big believer in, like, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, it's made me, because I'm very much like the complete opposite of what, you know, people like to call, like, boss babes, and, like, you know, me too. I hate it. And I'm like, I'm not at all a boss babe. I'm just like, you know, I'm a creative. I have a vision. I have a, you know, I want to create something beautiful for people to experience. And I was a bit airy-fairy at the start. I was like, oh, you know, everything's beautiful. And it's not like that.
Unfortunately. Oh my gosh. Okay, so products coming out, will that be in winter or in the lead up to the summer?
So it's going to be for winter. It's a product that, you can definitely use. I mean, tanning, I say tanning's actually all better in winter. It is for me. Right? Or you,
I'm away.
Love it. I can tell.
Yeah.
The sun here is, and that's another reason why I wanted to produce a tanning range with the skincare element, because you've got to be so careful with the with the sun in Australia, because it is so tough on the skin, and you can get that beautiful glow that you do want for, you know, without being in the sun. And that's another reason why I did. And why I'll always avoid, because I've been asked the question, would you ever bring out tanning oils? Or no, I would never ever go there. No.
Just tell me why I don't like tanning oils, full stop. Yes. But tell me why, from your point of view.
Because they accelerate the sun, the sun is basically burning your skin, yeah. And putting a reflective oil on there accelerates that even more. So, you know, we've got such a high percentage of, you know, things like skin cancer, and you've got to be so careful of that. And, you know, I've got a partner, he's from the Amalfi Coast, which is another reason why all of the products are named after the cities. He's got a lot of like moles on his body, and back in Italy, he never had to worry about going for mole checks. But since he's been living here, he has to go quite frequently, and he never realized how strong the sun is. Yeah. And having to put an oil on there is just like basically putting a mirror for the sun to reflect on you.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I remember, I think it must have been in the 90s or like when coconut oil was a really big thing, and everyone was reef oil. That's what it was, reef oil. Yes. Have you heard of that?
Yes, absolutely. It smells
beautiful.
I know.
I wouldn't have allowed it when we were growing up, like, thank goodness.
Yeah, but we've come so far now with the research and as to why, you know, they're not good for the skin. So that's why I've, you know, trademarked the skincare with a glow, because it's all about keeping your skin healthy but still getting that beautiful glow.
Amazing. How big do you want to take this business?
Oh, my vision. Okay, so this is something that I think is important to talk about. So one, when I went through that whole ordeal, this is me being 100% honest, I was so put off. I was like, no, that's it, I'm done. Like, I want my company back just for the principle of it, but I'm done. I don't have to deal with it. I don't want to look at it anymore. It was like making me sick every time I was like, you know. And then slowly, once my, you know, emotions were settling down and everything was put aside, I was like, no, I came into this. I put my savings into this company for a reason, and I want this to be big. I want this to be in retailers. I want this to be in everyone's bathrooms. I want everyone to be using the product. So I have the vision for Oro to be big. Something big, and I want it to be global. I don't want it to be just in Australia. I want everyone to be able to experience the story of Oro.
Are you taking the right steps to make that happen?
I am.
Yeah.
Because I've, you know, like I said, I've been able to regain the energy to put my mind to it again and put the energy into it again. So I am. I'm speaking to retailers now, so we're just figuring. I want to make sure I'm very careful as to where I want it to sit in which market.
Absolutely.
So I'm taking my time now making decisions, but I think I'm making the right ones now.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so where can everyone find Oro?
So as for now, it's online, so www.oroandco.com. So it's just on our online platform. We do have a couple of small boutique retailers. They're gorgeous, gorgeous. So A-Skin stocks the Oro Glow Drops. We have Missy Coco in South Yarra who stocks them. So I'm being, again, even with the smaller boutique retailers, I'm being very cautious where I'm putting it, because I want it is a luxury, like it's a luxury skincare and tanning brand, and I want it to be in the right market.
Mm. Okay, so it's spelled ORRO.com.au and also on Instagram.
Yes.
Thanks, Zara. Thanks for sharing your story. Super interesting.
Thanks for having me. And
pleasure. It's been a long time coming.
I know. I'm so happy. When you messaged me, I was like, yeah, I mean.
I know. I'm like, I'm so happy. I'm hard to pin down, you know, because I'm busy. So I was like, the moment arose, I'm like, right, I'm reaching out. Let's do this.
Oh, I love it. That was like me as well. And I had, I'm glad that we were able to make it work because yeah. I had gone through a little procedure 2 weeks ago as well. So I was like, no. As soon as I'm done and I'm recovered, I'm
ready. I'm ready. Awesome. All right, Sarah. Well, thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye.